Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Joined now by Josh Ward from WNML. Josh joins us on Fridays when the Vols play. And three keys to the game, three keys to victory that he gives us. You can always catch up with him at Josh_Ward or the Locked on Vols podcast, which I'm going to tell you, Josh, is a go-to for me. I try to listen to it pretty much every day if I can.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I try to get in and out with Tennessee information. I'm sure the listeners have no interest in my personality or any other jokes that I have to offer up, so I get right to the Tennessee information there.
Yeah, man, it's no filler, all killer and no filler.
Thank you.
Before we get into football, Rick Barnes' Media Day press conference, what's the excitement level for basketball? I would imagine, especially with the way football is gone, it would be high anyway, but maybe that's pushed it even higher?
It's high, and it's been expedited a little bit in terms of fans looking forward to it because of what's happened on the football field. But season ticket sales have been great, and Tennessee has already sold out with individual games, a few of those with others being close. That tells you something as well. If fans are gobbling up the tickets, which they are looking forward to getting to Thompson Bowling Arena. It's a really good home schedule as well. That's a big factor, non-conference and within the SEC. You have to replace some really good players, for sure, but I think the way that Rick Barnes has run the program, and you still have some guys returning, you have a big-time freshman in Josiah Jordan-James, I think Tennessee fans are going to be really excited when Tennessee gets out on the court with an exhibition game coming up at the end of the month, and then the regular season tipping off in just a few weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly this is coming up. Josiah Jordan-James, I have heard that he has spent a lot of time in the summer working on his point guard skills. Is he the kind of guy that'll give Rick Barnes some freedom to kind of shuffle the lineup?
I think so. They really kind of need him to play that position. So you'll see Josiah play off the ball. You'll see him with the ball in his hands a lot. One, he's just Tennessee's probably most talented player, and I don't know if he's their best player right away, but he's right up there. You need somebody that can help spell Lamonte Turner. Jordan Bowden can help in that role as well, but I think they like him more off the ball. So with James' ability, his length, his talent, and I think probably his comfort with the basketball in his hands, you'll see him in a number of different roles, probably on the offensive and defensive end as well. He can guard a number of different positions. His length and his athleticism will be a real strength for Tennessee.
Hey, just one more on basketball before we get to the three things for this week. Do you think this is the year that my man Fulky can get a quadruple single in a game where he gets like single digits in four things? He got so close last year. Several times, like he'd have one block and one basket and one foul, but then he just couldn't get over the hump with anything else. Quadruple singles, maybe nightly for him?
Maybe 1-3, because I saw Rick Barnes is doing a Q&A on social media, and he was asked if Fulkerson's going to make three, and then I think it was, I think he was informed that Fulkerson hasn't attempted one yet, but said that he's been working on it, and he's knocked a few down in practice. The game's different, and he better take a smart three, but I will go yes if you offer the prop bet up on that, because I think he'll have a game with 1-3, one block, one steal, one rebound. How about that?
That's my man right there.
Yeah, Corey Walker and Keon Johnson obviously committed. Are they going to get Springer? And there's another four-star, five-star, like, fringe guy that they're after.
Yeah, P.J. Hall's been in the mix.
Yeah, I
think they have a really good chance. I would say that Tennessee is the leader right now for Jaden Springer. He's a top 15 guy in the country. And, I mean, this conversation is the bizarro world for Tennessee, isn't it? We're talking about a top five class for Tennessee basketball while football is trying to get things going on the field and in recruiting. Rick Barnes, they're likely to take a step back on the court from where things have been, but they're still absolutely a tournament contending team. And on the recruiting trail, Tennessee is on fire right now in basketball.
Josh Ward with us.
Yeah, Josh Ward, let's get into our three things, three keys to victory for the Tennessee football Vols this week. Step one, what is it?
I think everybody knows Tennessee needs good quarterback play. Brian Maurer is starting for Tennessee. I would say the key will be to protect Brian Maurer, because when given time last week against Georgia, he delivered the football to the receivers he was supposed to. Of course, you think of the play down the field to Marquez Callaway, but he was really able to spray it around the field. But when pressured, this was from Pro Football Focus, he was 2 for 12, 22 yards passing, had a couple of turnovers, the interception, and the fumble where he just took a brutal hit, didn't see the guy coming. And if Tennessee struggles to protect Brian Maurer, he might struggle to play and protect the football itself. So the number one key, I think, within the offense is protect the quarterback, keep Brian Maurer clean so that he has time to throw the football.
Definitely true. Number two, Josh.
Kylan Hill is one of the best running backs in the country,
yes,
certainly in the SEC for Mississippi State, and he's still probably a guy that a lot of people don't know that much about because he plays at Mississippi State. But some facts around Kylan Hill: he leads the SEC in rushing at close to 120 yards per game. He leads the SEC in yards from scrimmage. That's ahead of DeAndre Swift at Georgia. Leads the SEC yards after contact. Tennessee has to take him down and cannot allow him to get away. This would apply to Schrader as well at quarterback if he does play, because there's the question, is it Tommy Stevens or Schrader? Schrader can run, but the conversation absolutely starts with Kylan Hill. Don't allow him to break tackles and pick up yardage early on, because that could become a problem as the game goes along if Hill has a big start to the game.
All right, and what's next?
We've talked about coming out of the gate in the second half. Let's just go all the way through the third and fourth quarters. Tennessee has to be better. Tennessee has played four games against FBS teams. The Vols have lost all of those games. Tennessee has also been outscored in the second half of all of those games. If you combine the scores in the second half of all four losses for Tennessee, it's 71-19 in favor of the opponent. Now, of course, that gap becomes greater because of what Florida and Georgia did, but you've been outscored in the second half by Georgia State, by BYU as well. And that does not include overtime, where BYU obviously outscored Tennessee. They need to get off to a better start, but they also need to play better in the second half. And that leads to the question, how will Daniel Betuli and Henry To'oTo'o hold up? Does Kavaris Crouch play more at linebacker? Because a lot of these guys are really being taxed physically. And if Tennessee struggles in the first half, it will make it even more difficult. So before the second half, you want to get out to a good start, but they have to play better in the third and fourth quarters if they want to win this game.
I think Schrader is the guy at quarterback that's the more dangerous weapon for Tennessee to try to have to defend. He's got that read option deal, and it came in against Auburn. The score was already 21-0. He actually played well in that game too, 209 yards, two touchdowns, 89 rush yards, another touchdown. That's kind of the guy that I would be nervous about.
I think that's probably true. Let's see, against Tennessee's pass defense, Tommy Stevens could be able to exploit that. I'm curious what they want to do as well, because Joe Moorhead's comments in the past have been, I want to go with one guy. This week he's talked about playing multiple guys, sometimes maybe at the same time on the field, but is that more gamesmanship, talking about it leading up to the game to have Tennessee preparing for more than they're actually going to do? I don't know, but Schrader running the football is a real threat against Kentucky as well. I think he had more than 300 total yards, so pay attention to him. But that's one of the questions going in. What will Mississippi State do at quarterback?
And you're right about Kylan Hill. Until Auburn shut him down, he was averaging 138 yards per game, five touchdowns in the first four games.
Yeah, and Tennessee's defense, I think, has shown signs of being better at stopping the run. I mean, they had to stop on third and two and fourth and one against Georgia to get off the field. But they need more than two or three plays where they feel good about things. Georgia had four different ball carries with 17-plus yard runs. They've given up the big play on the ground, and Kylan Hill is as good as anybody in the SEC at making that happen. So on Tennessee's side, that needs to change this week.
Josh Ward, our guest. Hey, we got less than a minute left. On the way out, Josh, you talked about this on the podcast this week. You were basically asking the question of Vols fans. I think you did this on the Josh and Heather show. Okay, most of your goals that you had, seven wins, eight wins, probably out the window at this point. There's literally not even enough schedule left to get those goals. What would be a satisfying finish or an acceptable finish? You ask a question along those lines. What was the prevailing sentiment there?
Yeah, most people were still trying to hold steady, but as we've taken predictions for this game this Saturday, we're seeing more optimism, I think, because of what Brian Maurer was able to do. So he's provided a little bit of a spark from the fan base like he did on the field for the team last Saturday. I think to finish out the year, if Tennessee can get to five or six wins, I think fans would feel a lot better compared to where they've been over the last couple of weeks. Preseason, if I said 5-7, fans would have freaked out. But at this point, that would show progress in the second half of the season. If Tennessee were to get to a bowl game, then all of a sudden Brian Bauer's getting the street, not Jeremy Pruitt somewhere in Knoxville.
All right, Josh, at Josh_War, people can catch up with you and all you got going there. Thanks so much for the time.
You got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yes, sir.
That's a great question. In terms of Tennessee fam, where are you at now?
Yeah. Let's readjust your goals. What would you be happy with? What would get you to the point where you felt good about this team when the season ended and gave you some hope for next year? What's that number? What would happen?
Jump in. 615-737-1045. That's 615-737-1045.
Or at 3HL1045 on Twitter.